Well, here we are, Eileen. But the card says Dr. Okiyaki. The dentist is Japanese.
Oh, I wouldn't care if he was a Hottentot the way this toothache feels. Oh, the sign says ring and walk in. Come on. All right, Okiyaki. The decoy toothaches don't work again.
Very good, Eileen.
There's another of Uncle Sam's bright young men for you to take care of.
Eileen, that gun.
Very good. Very good.
You can't get away with it.
No?
No. Whatever you do to me, you'll pay for it. A Jungle Jim.
The Adventures of Jungle Jim. Another exciting radio episode brought to you by the Comic Weekly, starring Jungle Jim. Based on the action pictures and characters of the same name that provide one of your favorite features every Sunday in the Comic Weekly. They say you can judge a man by the company he keeps. And look at the fast company Jungle Jim travels with in the thrilling full-color pages of the Comic Weekly. The Lone Ranger, Flash Gordon, King of the Royal Mounted, over 24 of them. Action, excitement, mystery, adventure, you bet. And served to you in generous portions by the Comic Weekly. The many great Hearst and other Sunday newspapers all over the country bring nearly 20 million Americans the Comic Weekly each week. Let them bring it to your house this Sunday. And now, the adventures of Jungle Jim.
Now listen closely, Colo. This case is right up your street.
What Colonel Devlin tell you, Tuan Jim?
Plenty. Listen. Somewhere here in San Francisco, there's a powerful shortwave radio sending set.
Not possible. Your government silenced all sets.
All they could, yes. But this one is still sending information to the enemy, Colo.
Must be smashed.
Right. The question is, how are you going to smash it when you don't know where it is?
Search whole city.
No, that's been done. Government men disguised as gas inspectors, board of health examiners, and just plain salesmen have combed every building in town.
Salaganichi lembora moratana.
Oh, suki. The sharpest eyes of the hunter are as a blind man's, without knowledge of where to seek.
Colonel Devlin not know where to seek, huh?
No. All he knows is that every time there's a movement of troops or a shipment of planes, enemy subs lying off the coast are told about it.
Every time?
Well, just about. They've even shuffled things around for no reason except to keep the enemy dizzy.
Cannot play cat and mouse forever, Tuan. When us begin?
Right now.
Not know where?
Well, I'm not sure myself. But listen. Remember that young fellow we met at Colonel Devlin's? Joe Sims, the one that you liked?
Joe Sims, fine boy. Kolo give jujitsu lessons.
That's the one.
Joe Sims work with us?
Well, he's dead, Kolo. They got him yesterday.
Glad you told me, Tuan Jim. Kolo will remember.
They try to make it look like suicide. Colonel Devlin's letting them think they got away with it.
We begin where Joe Sims live off.
That's the idea. And that means an old building in the center of town. Joe had dinner with some girl in a German restaurant there.
German, Tuan?
Yes, but don't let her throw you. Colonel Devlin's gone into that pretty thoroughly.
Girl must have name.
Her name's Eileen. She's a cigarette girl in some nightclub.
Many strange people in nightclubs.
Yes, but her story was straightforward enough. She got a bad toothache, and Joe took her to a dentist in the same building that the restaurant is in.
Very handy, Tuan.
Yes, and get this. The dentist is a Japanese.
So, maybe other side not so smart.
Oh, yes, they are. This dentist is strictly in the clear so far.
Not understand so far, Tuan Jim.
And it may be a blind alley, but it's our only lead. And Kolo, you and I are going to be inspectors for the telephone company.
Now, Tuan?
Right now. I've got all the credentials we'll need. We're going to the basement of that building that the restaurant and dentist are in. And we're going to do a little wiretapping.
Kolo, get flashlight and skeleton keys.
Yes, this is Kolo's firehouse.
This is Mrs. Adams. Give me the manager.
Yes, madam. This is the manager.
Kolo, listen to this.
I am listening, Tuan Jim.
My Uncle Sam is giving a supper party tonight.
Yes, madam. At what time?
Between 11 and 12. Set places for 9.
For 9. I understand. A lentil soup is delicious.
No, no. Uncle Sam is sick of lentils.
Oh, I see. Then I have some cold consomme. I can keep it on ice for you.
Yes, do that.
How many ladies will there be?
4 ladies, 5 gentlemen.
Very good. I will attend to it personally. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Well, blow me down, Colo. So that's how they work it.
Please explain, Tuan.
I will. That was a code message. She said Uncle Sam is giving a party between 11 and 12 tonight.
Uncle Sam means this government.
Of course. And I happen to know that between 11 and 12 tonight, 4 troop ships are supposed to embark. At least that's what Colonel Devlin wants the other side to think.
Four troop ships. Women say four ladies.
Yes, it's simple. Ladies is the army. Gentlemen is the navy. Four ladies, four troop ships. Five gentlemen, the five destroyers and the convoy. That's it, Kolo.
But she say Uncle Sam sick of lentils.
No. The only thing that can mean is that our government is wise to whatever the other side's been doing up to now. He said he had consomme, meaning something else. And she told him to keep it on ice. In other words, wait a while.
Should tell Colonel.
Don't worry. There are no troop ships leaving tonight. This whole story is just bait put out by the intelligence division. And, brother, the other side picked it up plenty fast. Quick, Kolo. What line is that?
Line to dentist's office.
Put on your earphones. Right, this gets better and better.
Yes, Dr. Okiaki speaking.
This is Miss Phillips.
Same woman.
Quiet, listen.
I'd like an appointment between 11 and 12.
11 and 12. I understand.
I know this is your dinner hour, so I won't keep you.
Quite all right. I'm going downstairs for it right now. By the way, what was that dish you recommended I try for dinner?
Oh, what?
Hello? Hello?
Hello? I really can't talk to you now. I'm being given a tap lesson.
Oh, thank you. Goodbye.
Oh, nuts. I touched this button on the handset by accident. Tipped them off.
Woman said tap lesson.
Yeah, she got wise right away. Well, first I'll call Colonel Devlin. And from here on, we'll play it strictly by ear. Bradley speaking, Colonel Devlin. The German restaurant and the Jap dentist are in the setup all right. They were both called by the same woman using different names. Kolo and I don't know who she is, but we're moving in anyway. They fell for that false information you sent out. That's all.
Colonel Devlin should be pleased.
He wasn't there, Kolo. That number operates a dictaphone. He'll listen to my a record of my call inside of an hour.
Tuan Jim, your people are wonderful. Talk when man not there. Wonderful.
Now, here's the dope, Kolo. We'll go upstairs to that restaurant and order dinner. I want to have a look around.
Much good. Kolo plenty hungry.
That's so? Well, it's too bad you won't get much to eat.
What?
You're going to come down with a toothache, Kolo. A very bad toothache.
Oh, you make joke, Tuan. Kolo never have toothache in whole life.
Well, it's the first time for everything, Kolo. And you're going to have a very bad toothache.
Doctor, $1.30 out of $5. Here you are. Come again.
Thank you. I will. I like it here. Good night.
Good night. Well, gentlemen, everything satisfactory at last?
Oh, yes. This lentil soup is marvelous.
Oh, thank you. It's a homemade ice cream. What is this? Your friend chokes.
No, he's all right. He just doesn't feel well. He's got a toothache. How is your toothache, Kolo?
Bad. Hurt plenty.
Say, do you know of a dentist near here?
Well, yeah. Upstairs is Dr. Okiyaki, but...
Oh, a Japanese dentist.
Yeah, but I would not think he's open.
Well, if he's there, he wouldn't have the heart to turn away a man in pain. Come on, Kolo.
Yeah, but you shouldn't be disappointed if that's not true.
Maybe dentist not here.
He's here, Kolo. I saw him in the restaurant downstairs.
Card say, ring and walk in. We ring, we not walk in.
Wait a minute, here he comes.
Yes? What is it?
Sorry to bother you, Doctor, but my friend here has a bad toothache.
Well, the office is closed, but...
Gee, thanks, Doc.
Please, don't call me Doc. You wait in the anteroom here.
Okay, Doc. Doctor.
Right in here, please.
Not go away, Tuan.
Don't worry, Kolo, I'll wait right here. Last year's magazines. Dusty textbooks. What's in that back room? Looks like pretty elaborate equipment for a small time.
Run! Run, Jim!
Stop it!
Run! Go loose! Dentist, you trick!
Why? He's passed out, Kolo. What happened?
He tried jab needle in arm. Kolo not like. Kolo jab needle in him.
Then he was ready for us. He was waiting for us to come. He knew who we were.
Quite right, Mr. Jungle Jim.
What's that?
Who, her?
Well, hello there. Unless I'm mistaken, Kolo, this is the lovely and elusive Eileen.
At your service, gentlemen. Up to a point, of course.
Mind telling me how long you've been in that back room there?
No, not at all. Ever since I realized my phone call to the doctor here was being tapped. I came right over to wait for you.
Wasn't that dangerous, Eileen?
Yes, but having you on the loose was more dangerous.
Well, I'm flattered.
Enjoy it while you can, sucker.
You're the sucker, Eileen. Turning on your own country.
Never mind the flag waving. Get in that back room.
Well, with that gun in your hand, how can we resist?
Skip the chatter. Now get over against the wall.
All right, how's this?
You too, charm boy.
Me going.
That's better. Now, don't get any ideas. Your friend Joe Sims got ideas, and you know what happened to him.
Don't worry about us. Well, from the looks of that equipment, the doctor sort of specializes in X-ray.
Keep your hands up.
Okay, okay.
There's a lot of tricks with this machine, but the best one is this.
Look. One, Jim. False front.
Yeah. Phony as everything else around here. So that's the shortwave sending set. Tell me, how do you get away with it, with the power company?
You'd use your eyes, you'd see it has an auxiliary generator.
So it has. I'll bet when it's warmed up, it generates enough power to electrocute a man.
Well, I'd never thought of it that way, but it's an interesting idea.
Not see telephone.
No, they use Morse code on that ticker.
Bright boy. You understand Morse? See how this sounds.
OX5, rendezvous 7. Four troop ships embark tonight between 11 and 12. Five destroyers in convoy. Confirmed. I've got something interesting to tell you, Eileen.
Shut up.
OX5 confirming. Will attend. Do you know where you sent them?
What's so funny?
Those aren't troop ships. They're battle wagons and night fighters. They're just itching to meet your boys.
You lie.
Do I? Will you read the paper?
Outside, smart, too.
Get back, you two.
Don't try to warn them, Eileen. Colo, grab her.
Get your hands off me.
Look out.
Don't touch her, Sam. She'll be electrocuted.
You'll be killed, too.
Wait. Wait till I get the switch. There. Colo, she's...
Woman dead, Tuan.
Yeah. Well, she's no loss. A traitor like that, why... Well, she had it coming to her.
Joe Sims, fine boy. Kolo remember good.
Still other adventures with Jungle Jim appear every Sunday in the Comic Weekly. They're America's favorite funnies, you know, brought to you each week by the many great Hearst and other Sunday newspapers from coast to coast. And say, one of your friends from the Comic Weekly has a question to ask you. It's Donald Duck, and Donald wants to know...
Have you bought any war stamps today?
That's a mighty important question, Donald. Have you bought any war stamps or bonds today? Well, aren't you going to say goodbye, Donald?
I'll see you on the final paper.
Right, Donald. See you in the Comic Weekly next week. And next week, another radio adventure with Jungle Jim.